Good morning. Good morning. It is July 24th. It's a beautiful rainy day in Orlando, Florida at 6:30 in the morning. Yeah, I wanted to start off the power of positivity. You got to understand, it is an important thing to start your day off right. And with that said, I want to read you a quick little segment from Colossians 1:16, which pretty much tells you that all things were created by Him, which means God. And guys, I want to tell you the importance of that little biblical scripture. See, if all things were created by God and He is in control of all things, yes, unfortunately, He doesn't control you as a whole because you are a free will. But He controls everything else that doesn't have free will. Which means since you are the one in control of your life, and everything outside of your life is beyond your control, why do you stress out like, you know, it's the end of the world? See, and in life, we tend to have that problem because we want to stress out for things that are beyond our control that we have no possibility of changing. The only thing we have to control is ourselves, our circumstances, our decisions. So when I say start the day off in prayer, I mean, it's not because it's biblical. It's not because that I'm a Christian. It's not because I'm trying to tell you, hey, listen, if you want to better your life, this is what you got to do. No, I'm telling you spiritually, emotionally, physically, there is a calming relaxation when you start the day off with the one who created you. So you start the day off in prayer. Now, if you don't know how to pray, I understand that. There's a lot of people out there that do not know how to pray. And for that, I am sorry. A lot of you, it's not your fault. A lot of you, you've gone away. But that's okay. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not. I'm here to help you. So with the power of positivity, I'm going to share you a basic little prayer you can start in the morning to help your day off right. Basically, it goes like this. Dear Lord, I do not know if you're listening or not, but please, if you are, just watch over me. I pray that my decisions are the best ones today and that my day is filled to do the right thing. I pray that you watch over me and that you make your life shown within me. And that you help me, you guide me, and you strengthen me. Lord, I ask you to just watch over me. And may this day be of your glory. In your name I pray. Amen. And you know, it's literally that simple. Now, when you get to be more comfortable with prayer and your conversations with God become more of a conversations with like the general individual, let me tell you, it's going to awaken yourself. Your spirit is going to be lifted. Your mind frame is going to be lifted. And the beauty of it is don't just start in prayer. Finish the day in prayer. And when you finish the day in prayer, be thankful for what the day has had. Remember what I said yesterday. Yesterday I spoke about we have moments that are bad. We don't have days that are bad. What dictates that is the perception and the attitude of the circumstance. We can say, oh my goodness, somebody ran a red light, cut me off. Somebody at work upset me. But we decide if we're going to let that moment ruin it for the rest of the day. I mean, I'm not going to go home and yell at my family because somebody was rude to me at work. No, I'm going to think about that. I'm going to be the bigger person, do the right thing, still take care of them, brush it off, and honestly, I'm going to say, God, that person needs you. And I will continue on with my day. So when I get home and my wife asks me, how was your day? Oh, well, you know, it was really good. These little things happen, but it did not change the outcome of my attitude for the rest of my day. Again, it's how we perceive things, how we receive things, and how we eventually release things. I want you to keep that in mind, because it is very, very powerful. In a world full of negativity, in a world where you turn on the news and everything is bad, you turn on the news and we want to not like everybody around us because everybody's doing something bad. Oh, this happened to this child. Oh, this happened to this mother. Oh, this happened this. Oh, this happened there. I mean, you turn on the news and all you get is just depressing information that ultimately downloads into your head and puts negative thoughts. No, I'm sorry. I don't need that. I don't need it in my life. What I want you to do is change the outcome. Change your perception. Change your mind. If you got something going in that's toxic, get it out. If you got people in your life that are toxic, get them out. Whether it's temporarily or permanent, you have to evaluate your life. If it's you, if you're the toxic one, you need to change. Trust me. If it's you, you need to change. Because you're no good to anybody. Toxic. Let me tell you, self-righteousness is a lonely, depressing place. And you don't want to be there. You can overcome any obstacle. In Ephesians, it tells you that God is with you always. You know, God tells you all things are possible for my glory. And I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly. I can tell you my life has changed drastically ever since my attitude, my perception, and my faith has changed. It's such a beautiful thing to be able to live relax, calm, and understand that the things that I cannot control are in God's control, and I just leave it to Him. The things that I can control, I look at it in a different way. Because, like I tell my kids, good decisions have good consequences. Bad decisions have bad consequences. Again, the difference is, how are you receiving and how are you releasing? That is the ultimate question. I pray you have an awesome day. This is a little bit longer of a message because this message had to get delivered to you guys today. I want you to have an awesome and blessed day. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. Remember, start your day off right in prayer. Keep the attitude of positivity, the power of positivity. Oh my goodness, your smile. Smile, smile, smile. The power of positivity is in your hand. You can go out there and change the world and make a difference. Go out there, always be blessed, and always be extraordinary. Alberto Vidal with the power of positivity.